Yes, on the NBA panel. It's all season for NCAA basketball, but it never really stops. Right now, teams and coaches are getting their teams together with new additions and returning players. Today, I'm joined by Tulsa Golden Hurricanes men's basketball coach Eric Kunkel. Eric, what's going on?
Going great. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for joining me. Thanks a lot for joining me. Yes, welcome, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. How's the season going for you? How's the off season going for you so far?
Yeah, we feel like it's been going well. We've been of course, the spring is much different, probably more busy than it's ever been with the amount of recruiting that takes place in the springtime once the season is finished. We're happy with the recruiting class that we've
Right.
put together this year. And then, of course, we're still working on different things, getting ready for the season, both from scheduling, underclass recruiting, and then working our guys out this summer, which is really an exciting time to get to know our new players and help our current players, the ones that are returning players, help them grow even more.
Yes, as for you yourself, you were a player also. How can you say you're playing? Also, how to guide players when they need it.
I'm sorry, you cut out there a little bit on that question.
Yes, sir. I said, you yourself as a player, you were a player yourself before a coach. How can you say your playing career helped you transition into coaching?
Yeah, so I think very much so. And when I was in high school, I played for a great head coach in Greg Jensen, but went to a very small school where I got to play early. I'm my high school's all-time leading scorer. I'm also my high school's all-time leading shot taker. So I was able to play with a lot of volume and freedom, but within a team concept, of course. In college, I played on really good teams and didn't play as much. So I feel like having those two experiences have helped me as a coach be able to coach player 1 through 13, to be able to coach your best players, but also coach the guys that are fighting for playing time and are feeling that type of process. So without a doubt, I look back on my experiences as a player in both ways.
Your coaching career, you had some great experience leading up to your head coaching stints. Take us back to your assistant coaching job that you had leading up to your coaching seat at Louisiana Tech and Tulsa, and how that helped to prepare you also.
Well, I think that we are all as coaches very much rely on the experiences that we've had. And those experiences come from the coaches that you've been able to work with and the players that you've been able to have the great honor of being around and spending time with. I was very lucky early on. I decided to get into coaching while I was in college. I worked basketball camps around the country to gain some experience, but also to meet people. But in 2000, my first season, right after finishing my playing career, I found myself here at the University of Tulsa as a graduate assistant. And I was with Ed Conroy, who's now the coach at the Citadel. I was able to find myself here with him as he joined the staff for Buzz Peterson. The year after that, Coach Peterson took me to the University of Tennessee. I then spent 11 years with Jim Larranaga, both at George Mason and Miami. And then
Right.
very, was very, very fortunate to become the head coach at Louisiana Tech in 2015. I even had a 2-year stint at the high school level for Ken Novak in the middle of my George Mason time at Hopkins High School, which was a wonderful experience. So, I think about how fortunate I was to be able to hitch my wagon to really good people, really good
Right.
coaches, to learn a lot. And from those experiences and the success that I was able to experience with those coaches, be able to turn that into a head coaching career.
Every head coach interview, I love asking them about the transfer portal and their takes on it. Yourself, your team has been really good at the transfer portal. You guys added Braden Carrington to the upcoming roster. For you, how has the transfer portal helped your team?
Well, the transfer portal does provide great opportunities for guys with a little bit more experience, some guys that have learned a lot in college and maybe come with an extra level of hunger for a particular type of role or opportunity. Of course, it does create a lot of different transition and flux for teams, for yes. fan bases, for a number of different things. And so we're just trying to manage it the best way that we can. And manage mean be able to communicate with your current players about where they are and what we foresee for them and their growth process. But then also, in a very quick time frame, be able to evaluate and find players that fit our team, both from a philosophy standpoint, from a playing style standpoint, and then also they're just fit on our campus. And it's these last two cycles, these last 2 years, we feel like we've been able to find not just transfers, but high school players that have been able to come in and help us as we continue to grow this program.
Yes. And can you tell us about the great culture you guys have built, the continued culture you guys have at Tulsa?
Well, it's something that we work on every day. It's something that we're fighting for every day, both in how we recruit, but how we emphasize and what can be expected of our players, but also what the players can expect from me and our coaching staff. But it's a three-part philosophy. It's the words attitude, commitment, and class. We start with attitude. We think it's the most important thing. We want energy givers, and we want to be able to handle adversity well because mistakes are part of this game. Life is hard, and those that can handle it best are typically the most successful. Second, we want guys to make a total unconditional commitment to this program, to be passionate about what they do. We try to recruit and be very upfront with, this is not for those that are just interested in getting good at basketball. We want guys that are just totally committed and want to do everything they possibly can to be as good as they possibly can. And then third, we're looking for guys to behave and interact with others in a first-class manner, to represent much more than themselves, to realize that here at the University of Tulsa, even though we have over 1 million people in this community, we don't have any major pro sports. The University of Tulsa men's basketball has got great tradition, and we want guys that will live up to that and represent it very well.
And you guys added three great players. I've missing one. You also have a mixture of great players returning. You have an experienced roster with different classes, from freshmen to seniors. How's it for you having a great class to work with as you coach them? Knowing each one, you have a great player for each position that you need.
So, and just like we talked about earlier, the balance of being able to insert some players to either add experience or depth or something a little bit different of scoring punch or defensive prowess, that's always the great puzzle that each of us look at. But we're very happy that we've got 8 players returning in our program, 6 scholarship players and 2 walk-ons. Yeah. But of those 6 scholarship players, all of them appeared in games last year and played in significant moments. So we feel like we've got some experience from some guys that started games to also having 2 players on the all-freshman team here in the American Athletic Conference returning. We like that experience to go along with the 2 high school players and the 3 transfers that we also signed. I'm sorry, the 4 transfers that we signed, to be able to mix and match with the existing talent that we have. We're excited about where we're headed. We feel like we got a chance to be better than we were last year, and that's what it all is about. Just keep getting better and better.
You do a phenomenal job. How's it for you having a great coaching staff working with you when you have them to turn to when they need them, when you need them?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. And I know I was going to use that opportunity coming up here to say that too. I've been very fortunate with the people that I've been able to work with. We've got really talented group of coaches. They're wonderful role models as men and husbands and fathers. And I've also been very fortunate to have great continuity. Duffy Conroy has been on our staff for 9 years. Yafet King, Desmond Heyman, and Josh Wolf have all been, have had 5 years with me in our staff. Alan Massey just finished year 4. And then we've had some other guys that are entering their 3rd year in Jackson Patton and Simeon Phillips, our strength coach, David Dietz. So very, very fortunate to have great people and a level of continuity, because I think all those guys are our future head coaches and people that I know I rely on very, very much.
And that's a great example of that's a great example that most players look at, stability. You look at your coaching staff and see they're going to be there. If I come there, they're going to be there. That also helps recruits come to new teams.
I agree. I think that in this world that's become so much more transactional and things, cycles can be even quicker, I think it's still very important, and this has not been lost, that when someone enters a program, they want to feel like they're safe, that they're valued, and that they're being taken care of, and also that they're improving. And they can look at, our returners can look at great consistency within our program, not just the same people being in these offices, but we try to be very consistent each day with who we are as people and how we can be able to project that consistency onto them. And then for the players that are coming into the program, just a feeling of knowing, okay, I may only have 1 year of eligibility left or 2 years of eligibility left, but I feel like, hey, there's a core here. There's something that I can expect. There's a consistency with these men. And it's been able to help us help guys improve at a high level.
Yes. Donald W. Reynolds Center. Talk about the great home court you guys have.
It's an awesome place. And it was awesome the first time around when I was here. Yeah. And one of the things that we're really proud of is the way that this community has embraced our team. Our attendance has grown 30% in the last two seasons. We had the 18th best home court advantage last year. We were 14-4, and we took a really nice jump in our home court performance. Yeah. But this is a basketball town. There's great history here in basketball. We've got a smart fan base that knows the game. And we're really excited about our continued partnership with our community to create that wonderful home court and really a sixth man as opponents come in this building.
Yes, and you guys have tested every game. How's it playing in the AAC with that great competition, every conference game you guys play?
It's a great league. It's deep. Games both home and away are all challenging. There's no cupcake team where you feel like this is an automatic win or two on your schedule. It's a wonderful league represented by a number of major cities. Of our 13 teams in this league, we've got 12 top 70 media markets, 8 in the top 25. We've got 8 NBA franchises within those cities. So there's a lot of access to those organizations being able to scout our teams. We've got a great television contract still for the next 8 years, where a lot of exposure for our players. We've had multiple bid league. We've been a multiple bid league every single year of our existence. So it's an older league. It's a physical league. It's a very competitive league. And I know you got to be ready every single night.
Yes. How's it for you when your team goes on the road and pulls out a tough win? Because that helps build mental toughness for when it's tournament time.
It's the hardest thing to do in all sports, to win Division I men's basketball road games. The home team wins on average 70% of the time. Going into somebody's building in basketball is a real challenge. And we're going to celebrate those wins in a big way. Don't take any win for granted, but going on the road is really, really challenging. And you got to be tough. You got to take care of the basketball. You've got to be able to rebound and defend. And then you've got to be able to always have some good fortune on your end, especially when you go on the road.
For you, what do you like most about coaching? What about you? What about it calls you every day to get up and just go get it?
There's so many different things. You know, I grew up loving this game. I played a lot of different sports, but basketball just really spoke to me. A game that you play both offense and defense. Everybody gets to touch the ball. Everybody can shoot the ball. It requires teamwork and skill and athleticism and strength and toughness and a number of different things. When I first started coaching, it was really the game. It was the competition. But I learned very quickly the great fun in coaching is helping young men develop and partnering with them on that journey of of achieving their goals, and then being able to be a part of their lives over time and see them become a father and you know, and have their own career, and always being there for them to assist in any way possible. So, right. You know, I think that's the real joy. Of course, there's the puzzle of putting a team together and trying to help maximize everybody. But the long goal is just to try to help guys be happy and successful in their lives after their time here at Tulsa.
Yes. Eric, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on the season, upcoming season. I'll check back in later on so you guys don't want to speak it through again. Thanks for your time.
Well, come on out anytime. If you're ever outside the state of New Jersey and you find yourself in Oklahoma, come on over and see us.
Definitely will. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Tulsa Golden Hurricanes men's basketball head coach, Eric Conkle. Thanks for your time.